What is up, beautiful people? This is Brian Lubin, your host, as always, of the Action Academy podcast. Today is a course module that was clipped from my 52 hours of course material within the Action Academy community that we were selling for $1,500, and you get 100% free because I've got that dog in me. And I want to just practice what I preach and give everything away for free so nobody can say anything. So remember, now this may be free on paper, but you have to pay the fee. Share this episode with one or two people that you think that this may provide value to, and subscribe to the show. Leave us a rating and a review if you feel so inclined. And I hope that you guys enjoy today's episode. If you want way more of this stuff and to go in depth in detail, go click the link in the show description and book a call to apply for the Action Academy community. Let's rock. The first step to changing an identity that has been built and forged over decades and decades of interaction and experience into something that's brand new is through one simple thought and one simple process, an idea that I want to plant in your head. It's like Inception. If you guys have seen the movie, it's like a dream within a dream within a dream. This is a belief within a belief within a belief. Bam, just Leonardo DiCaprio'd you. But here's the belief that I want you to realize, okay? Everything that you know to be true and to be fact is not fact and true just because you believe it, all right? Just because you believe it internally does not mean it is true externally. So the faster that we come to terms with this and to realize that everything that we know to our core to be true may not necessarily be that, that's when we can begin our shift in our identity. Because think about it, the people that we know that are the way they are and they haven't changed are so stuck in their ways that there is nothing that you're going to tell them that's going to change their mind, right? We've all had that grandmother that just would not pick up email, would not pick up Facebook. They were not good at computers until all of a sudden one day, Nana was on Facebook 24/7, right? Now, if you guys are listening to this video, we just played a podcast clip from my show Action Academy where Roger Bannister was the first guy to beat the 4-minute mile. All right. Now, that was such an important part of history because you have to remember back then, nobody thought that the human body was capable of doing that. Even the scientists agreed with that, that this wasn't possible. Until Roger Bannister decided that his identity was that of somebody that was going to stretch the term impossible to possible. And he did it. That was a feat by itself. But then the moral of the story was that all the other runners that witnessed it, they then went through an immediate change in their identity to that of a person that could also run a sub 4-minute mile. And then now hundreds of people have done that. Okay. So you see how quick that is. It's just immersion. Okay. Immersion creates conversion. I need you to remember that when it comes to terms of identity, immersion creates conversion. Now, think back to all of these stories that we have in our head, because 9 times out of 10, the reasons that we aren't where we want to be are not external circumstances. They are actually internal circumstances and stories that we're telling ourselves about what we can't do and why we can't do that. Okay. That's for somebody else, not for me, right? So I want to run you through a quick exercise before we go into how to gain confidence, how to change your identity, and how to make it sticky. And that exercise is a financial exercise that one of my coaches did with me in the past. Now, we will talk about relationships with money in a future module, but for this one, I want to go ahead and say it here because this is an important topic to hit head on right out the gate. All right. And the topic is this. It is difficult for us to imagine people making more money than we've ever had exposure to. So if you've only had exposure to $50,000, the idea of making $100,000 is foreign to you, let alone $100,000 a month, let alone $1 million a month. But if you are that person that's around people that are making $1 million a month, $100,000 a month seems pretty normal to you, right? So when I was talking about leaving my job and I had a financial freedom number, which we'll get into in the finance section, my financial freedom number was $20,000 a month. That's what I wanted to be generating to be able to comfortably leave my W-2 position and do my own thing, right? So in order to generate $20,000 a month, I had done that before, but I hadn't done it consecutively. And especially remotely, where I had nothing else coming in. And I remember one of my coaches telling me, I was like, hey, in 6 months, how do I figure out how to generate $20,000 a month? This is impossible. And he goes, okay. So are there other people that are generating $20,000 a month? I said, yes. He goes, okay. Are there other people generating $200,000 a month remotely? I said, of course. He goes, okay, are there people that are generating $2 million a month remotely? I said, I'm sure. He goes, okay, are there people generating $20 million a month remotely? I said, a couple in the world. He goes, okay, cool. So you're acknowledging that it's possible. So let's remove the word impossible from our vocabulary here. And also let's sit with the fact that you acknowledge and realize that this is possible. You just don't think it's possible for you. I was like, okay, you are absolutely right. So what identity do I need to shift to become the type of person that does that and that makes that kind of money per month, right? And I thought, what does that person think about? What does that person do? And I start thinking about all these different strategies, and all of a sudden like that, my brain clicked and I got this wave of information. So remember back when I told you in the previous modules about how I asked myself, what would the 8-figure version of Brian Lubin do today? Okay, who is that guy? Now, in the future modules, we are going to go over how to do this practice step by step so that you can implement it today before we get into creating our vivid vision and actually writing down our goals and our action plan. But right now, I'll tell you, this is the most important stuff that you're going to work on, is killing these limiting beliefs, killing these limiting stories. And today, even the knowledge and acknowledgement that your stories may not be true is a massive step in the right direction to get where you want to go. Now, over the next couple of modules, we're going to work through identity. We're going to work through ego. So let's walk through these together and get your mind right. Hey, real quick, if you're still listening to today's episode, I'm assuming you got value from it. So I need your help specifically. My 2-year vision with this show is to help over 1 million people do what they want, when they want, with who they want. And I can only do that with your help. There are 2 main ways that a podcast grows. One is through ratings and reviews, and the other is word of mouth. If you could please leave me a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as send this to 1 or 2 friends that you think would get value from it, we can reach the people that we're looking to reach. Thanks in advance. Talk tomorrow.